Acts 10 and 11 is one of my very favorite pieces of scripture, and we don't get to read it very often, so this is a good chance. Just after where we stopped, Peter kind of gives the sermon. This is Jesus, and this is a lot of stuff that happened with Jesus. When Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell on everyone who heard the word. Now, where Peter was with a bunch of Gentiles. And this was still at the point in the early church where they were all Jewish, and being with Gentiles is not okay. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell on everyone who heard the word. The circumcised believers, the Jews, the good proper Jews, the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. It's hard to express what a big deal this is. They heard them speaking in other languages and praising God, and Peter asked, "These people have received the gift of the Holy Spirit just as we have. Surely no one can stop them from being baptized with water, can they?" And he directed that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they invited Peter to stay several days. Now, word of this gets back to the believers in Jerusalem, and everybody's really upset about it. And so Peter has basically called into the principal's office and has to explain his actions. And so he tells the story step by step. Peter explained what had happened. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and I had a vision, visionary experience. In my vision, I saw something like a large linen sheet lowered from heaven by four corners. It came all the way down to me, and as I stared at it, I was wondering what it was. I saw four-legged animals, including wild beasts, as well as reptiles and wild birds, things I'm not supposed to eat according to the Bible, and I heard a voice say, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' And I responded, 'Absolutely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' And the voice from heaven spoke a second time, 'Never consider unclean what God has made pure.'" He goes on to say, "If God gave them the same spirit that he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, then who am I? Could I stand in God's way?" This is epiphany. God is for everyone. The people you would think are furthest from the Lord, God already embraces. Who are we to stand in God's way? Who are we?